On this episode of NSFW, our 51st, we're joined by Casey McKinnon. We play a little Guess the iTunes Hate. We have some celebrity TSA naked shots. And our greatest weapon that we have ever unleashed on this podcast is set out to sanitize the hate on these internets. The betternet becomes a reality tonight on NSFW.
Netcasts you love
from people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for NSFW is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is NSFW episode 51 for November 23rd, 2010. The Haunted Broadsword Cares. This episode of NSFW brought to you by Squarespace. Head on over to squarespace.com, sign up for your free, no-risk, two-week free trial. Make sure to use promo code NSFW to keep our little boat a-rockin'. And by a-rockin', I mean in business and employed.
Remember when you were 14, your dad taught you to shave? That wasn't a very fatherly way for him to behave. You had to watch your first beard melting down the drain. A beard abandoned, a son betrayed. Your dad taught you how, and look at you now. 'Cause if your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two mums, two beardless mums. Your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two mums, two beardless mums. Remember how he watched your face lathered with cream, the mirror fogging over as the bathroom filled with steam. He put the razor in your hand and said, now let's begin. Shave with short quick strokes, my son, and head towards the chin. Ooh! Your dad taught you how, and look at you now. 'Cause if your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two mums, two beardless mums. If your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two mums, two beardless mums.
All right, but you know, you know I could listen to this all day long, but it has got to be go time. We got to make this thing happen right now. It is NSFW, the new show full of wind, the new sauce for the Webernets, and working on his own burgeoning beard. Just barely getting started. It's little old me, Brian Brushwood, your host here for NSFW, joined, as always, by my inimitable co-host, sporting a long, luxurious number of face pubes. It's none other than Justin Robert Young. What is going on, sir?
Ensuring that all the kids I don't keep in contact with indeed do have a father and not two mums.
Well, I'll tell you who should, if they were to have two mums, who they'd want one of them to be. This is a very weird way to get here.
Wow, that is
none other than Casey McKinnon. How are you doing, Casey McKinnon, joining us back at the show? How have you been?
I'm good. I am sharp as a tack, and I am going to cut you because I'm a broadsword.
She is a broadsword.
The Haunted Broadsword, as I heard here by legend.
According to, we were listening to Coast to Coast AM, and they were talking about the legends of the Haunted Broadsword. And so it's good to have her here in person with us. Justin, let's get started, man. What are we up to today?
Brian, we have a full slate of NSFW foolishness for you tonight. Number one, we are going to delve deep into the recesses of the internet, the horrific underbelly, and we're going to unleash our secret weapon, for which we've never brought out on this show before.
Never.
We're also going to play
never.
A little game of Guess the Hate, our little game of iTunes criticism, and to start things off, Brian, we're going to go a little topical. And we're going to go a little sensationalistic.
Yeah, I watch the CNNs. I watch the MSNBCs. I see the Fox Newses. I see the C-SPANs. I see the other stations that I can't remember here at the moment because I see them on while I'm at the gym.
I see the Sky Ones.
Yes,
and,
I watch
and,
the
and
Super
the CBC Newses.
The BBC Newses. I see that apparently people are all up in a tizzy. You know what's more popular than the Backstreet Boys nowadays?
Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block pretending that they're still relevant.
Right, correct. And do you know what is almost as popular as that super mega band combined?
Well,
force?
Is it the furor over the Transportation and Safety Association's new enhanced pat-downs?
Oh, let me tell you, they're crazy for the pat-downs. People are lining up to get their junk touched. In fact, there's a little viral video going around the interwebs where it says, "Please touch my junk," I think is the catchphrase on that one. But
exactly.
The point is...
We get to know it, give it a little deedle-a-doo. That's actually the new catchphrase that everybody's talking about.
And the original title for this show, a little bit of the old diddly-doo, was the original title that became NSFW, and we may go back to that one. But in this case, we have some very special footage. This is not, you know, they say, don't worry, get in the body scans, let's see your jumblies and your jubigles and your jumbly jubigles, and then don't worry, we won't save any of the pictures. But that's not how it goes, is it,
Justin?
Well,
you know, here, it's like this. Casey, are you a fan of the gossip magazines, like the Us Weeklies of the world? Do you ever find yourself reading those?
Zod, no.
Okay, well let's say if you did, they have a little feature in there. And I'm not saying I subscribe to it, because that would be weird.
You totally do.
they got a little
Ryan and I were talking about that just the other day.
We were actually pretty annoyed. We were just like, gosh, every time I call Justin, he's just like, well, as they said in Us Weekly, Brad Pitt is looking a little bit shaggy.
Who wore it better? No, so they have a little section called Stars, They're Just Like Us. And they have all these stars, like let's say an Adrian Brody, he's going to be out there buying a coffee. Ben Affleck, he's picking up his laundry. Just stars doing menial things. And just as these TSA things are going on, they got to go through these enhanced pat-downs and through these naked scanners just like everybody else. Right, Bri?
Oh, of course, of course. And now the difference is that unbeknownst to most of the people, what they say is going to happen is, don't worry, the pictures aren't going to get out. They're going to be in their own little secret super tiny file that nobody's ever going to have to see. But the fact is, some of them do leak out, and we think that Casey McKinnon has what it takes to figure out who is who in a little game of TSA security footage theater. And I'm trying to figure out the right way to present these photos here.
Well,
Justin, do you want to compete? Do you want to compete against Casey, or have you already cheated?
I can. Yeah, no, because I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen any of these? Okay,
no.
I tell you what, we'll take turns. I'm going to give the first one to Casey McKinnon. I'm not going to let you see the whole picture. We're just going to get you started here. Casey, this is the top half of the security footage of what the security scan of what celebrity? Talk it out. What do you see?
Oh, well, it's obviously a, T200 or T800.
Ooh, good correction. That was a close one.
Yeah.
Chat room would have eaten you alive.
You almost got roasted, broadsword.
Sorry, I always think T2000 and then it must have been T200, but no, it's 800.
Yeah. No, they took a big jump from the 800 to the 1000.
Someone just said C-3PO, and I'm like, is it?
Oh, that kind of droid-like.
We gotta talk about chat room. Chat room, no looksies. No looky at the chat room during this. Talk it out. Who's your guess?
It looks like it has hair.
All right. Yes, sir. You got a name?
Female cyborg?
You got a name. We're now playing the heartbeat song. That means you got to hurry it up. Who is it?
I don't know.
Really?
A Nexus 3?
It does.
Blade Runner?
Oh!
I was right then! Dude,
it's the governor! It's the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
that's okay.
Come
that's
on.
Okay. No.
Totally right.
See, and I tell you, you're all like, you're shaking your head, Justin Robert Rung. Lowest rung on the ladder, Justin. But the question is, can you do any better, sir? You ready?
Oh my God, dude, listen, the amount of times that I've looked at naked celebrities on the internet, this is going to be a walk in the park for me.
See, you what you're saying is you were born for this game.
I have never been more qualified for a game than I am right now.
Sadly, I actually believe that. So let me go ahead and capture the right area here on this. Now, this one, you're going to get first the front. I'm just going to give you just the front, okay? And
yes.
if you're
by the way, by the people People are now suggesting that Justin Robert Rum is the new cocktail of choice.
Oh, my gosh. Justin Robert Rum is going to be our new sponsor in a future episode of Scam School. That's for sure.
So right, go ahead.
This one right here, actual TSA footage of somebody somebody going through. Now, they've simplified it. They fuzzed out his face a bit. But you can plainly see
They? No, that's not. They don't have clear holes.
No, they don't.
Straight through their skull.
But it does appear that there are pills in this person's armpit. And other pills on their side and some kind of moisturizer. Now, first of all, is that enough? Do you have a guess right now?
I can't see what it says in that bottom thing. And I feel
It says Lancome. It's some kind of face cream is what it is. Blanc Expert is apparently.
So obviously this person likes facials, if you know what I mean.
Right. Big fan. Listen up, broadsword.
All right, go ahead. Pills in the armpit. What seems to be a container for a urine sample.
All right.
And...
Do you need more?
What is that? What is it in the right armpit?
In the right armpit right there? That's pills. That's more pills. It's pills and then more pills,
pills
over here.
Pills and hand cream?
Yeah, yes. And now, if you don't have something, I can show you the back of the scan as well. I'm giving you a chance.
Give me the back.
All right. Here we go. This is the back over there. Justin, what do you got? Talk it out. Talk it out, buddy. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Is this the late Michael... Jackson?
Was this a French guy who had a name that was suspiciously close to Michael Jackson? Is that what
Michelle Jackson? Is this French-Canadian superstar Michelle Jackson?
Yes, Canadian superstar Michelle Jackson.
Oh!
Yay! We got a winner!
As we
awkwardly wait for Justin to play his own success sound effects. Good job there, Justin. All right, now you're one ahead. You're one ahead, but that doesn't mean that she's going to take it all the way home. Now, you understand the game,
Casey.
You
got that last one right, you guys.
Yeah, no, but you didn't say it. You chicken out. You.
I didn't know I was supposed to say who plays.
Are we supposed to chime in on top of each other?
What's that? No. She correctly identified the T-800, but then, didn't say Arnold Schwarzenegger. These are actual... This is not a joke, Casey. These are actual leaked photos from the TSA. I think that's where your disconnect is. So obviously it wasn't an actual T-800 because there's no T-800, right? It's got to be something else. Sure. Let's do... this one... I actually have no idea. And I'm hesitant.
Have you not looked through any of these, Brian?
I've looked through all of them, but I don't remember what this one is. Here you go. Casey... There's no way. This is terrible. No, I'm not going to give you this one. I'm taking it back. Because this one made no sense, and I remember seeing it, and I was like, what the heck?
Can you show it? And then so we can look what it is?
Yeah, sure. I guess I can go ahead and give it up. I don't know what the... Yeah, that's right. It turned out to be Johnny Depp. Yarg, want a haircut? Costs one golden ticket? What? I mean... How would you have gotten that from this? He's got scissors and booze and guns on him, and somehow you're supposed to say Johnny Depp.
He was Edward Scissorhands, and he drank booze in the pirate movies. And no, you're right. That's retarded. No.
I would have said Mel Gibson.
See, I told you that one was not fair. So I'm glad I did not give that one here. And I tell you what I'll do. This will be a tough one. All right. Well, this will be a really tough one, but. If you can get it, you are truly the broadsword, the haunted broadsword of Broadswordstown. This one is...
The hauntedest broadsword in the bunch.
There's no way you're going to get this one. All right, this one here, we have this photo here from a Hollywood celebrity. Take a look.
Oh.
Now that I'm looking at it, I see what parts were photoshopped in order to make... In order to make this work,
this apparently looks like this one's going through with her entourage.
There's a bunch of very tiny people also in the scanning booth with her. Some might say like tiny humans or maybe children.
I mean, they look like backup dancers to me.
She also looks very well endowed, if that matters to you at all.
Well, it could be Pamela Anderson and the entire cast of Baywatch.
It could.
Sure.
There is always that. If this was 1994.
No. Could it be Lady Gaga? Because that looks like it might be a hanging strap-on
from her crotchal area.
Yeah. Yes.
Her crotchular business. It could be.
She might have a swinger.
I'm going to go with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, because that really does look like a strap-on.
Is not correct. Oh. Not correct, Justin. Justin, for the steal, sir, no looking at the chat room, who's smarter than all of us put together, who is this celebrity?
I'm going to go by way of the massive jugs there. I'm going to have to go ahead with maybe a Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, play yourself the failure sound effect. And I'm going to go back to Casey with this one because this is actually a good one. Now, I'll point out to you the actual clues that now that I know who it is, you should be paying attention to.
What, the zombies?
No, they're not zombies. They're not zombies. Ready for this? Those are not zombies. They're not miniature people.
Are those Tron people?
Nope. They are children.
There
children. Are children with a well-endowed celebrity.
Oh, it's Octomom.
Octomom?
Yeah, with like a huge labia that's like hanging.
Is not correct. It's not Octomom. It's not Octomom. All right, last chance.
I got it.
Last chance. Let me hear it, Justin. What do you got?
Are we looking at Kim Kardashian?
Play yourself two failure sound effects. You're all failures.
Is it Angelina Jolie?
Who said Angelina Jolie?
I did.
She did?
I did. Yeah.
I
did.
She totally did say it before you. I totally heard it before you, and that's exactly who it is. Which means we are tied up. And so I guess it goes to you, Justin. You have any particular direction you want to make a pick as far as which of these that you go for? By the way, we do have a celebrity photo of somebody who I think we're all very excited about, the new movie coming out next summer. We have a Photoshop in right now of none other than the haunted broadsword right there.
Finally. Did you see the trailer on that haunted broadsword movie? That looked great.
I love the fact that you instantly said, gosh, finally. That was like 7 whole minutes ago we made that joke. We expect our Photoshops instantly.
Who made that?
So, Justin, last one to you.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, this will not be easy.
All right.
I don't know if that's...
This is for the win, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
I can win here.
I will do...
Invite the lovely Casey McKinnon on our podcast, and I can summarily destroy her within 20 minutes of the show beginning.
I am going to say that we got like 18,000 Michael Rooker ones. So there was a ton of all of them.
He's very popular with our crowd.
They clearly dig him. This one is a bit newsworthy, and for items, if you listen to the Frame Rate Show, you'll know what we're talking about. But I'm going to preload these, and now let's take a look. Justin Robert Young, who is this celebrity? Talk it out. What do you got?
Well, it looks like we have a steak, maybe for steak and vampires and the whatnot. We got a cross, so that's another vampire hunter thing. Then we got a really crazy dagger. But it looks like a female. So I would almost go like a Simon Belmont or a Van Helsing. But number one, they're fictional creatures and not real. Although
I guess hundreds aren't
real either.
Aren't you going to answer the question?
I think he actually doesn't know. I think you should just go for the steal now,
Casey. I'm going to go ahead with whoever played Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I can't accept that. That's not an answer. There's two actresses that played Buffy.
Not Christy Swanson. There
will be a third one coming up because they're rebooting the franchise. I'm afraid I need a name, and you cannot look at the chat room.
I knew this 20 minutes ago. Would you hurry
up
already?
Oh, God. She's married to Freddie Prinze Jr. How do I remember everything else about her?
Casey, would you like to go for the steal?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What?
You know what? I hesitated.
Oh my
God! I hesitated because I was waiting for a more powerful blow.
Right? Please show me our results.
And there it is. It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Oh, boo this host. You couldn't even let it go. You couldn't even let our guest beat you in this one game when she clearly knew the answer before you did. You are a terrible co-host. This is a terrible thing. Casey, I think you won hearts and minds, and certainly we'll all be lining up to see Haunted Broadsword coming to a theater near us very, very soon. All right, Justin. What else? Okay, so you won the first game against Casey.
Yes.
Now who?
Yes.
Now what? And go.
Now, since I've won, I will now ascend to my perch as Question Master, and we play one of our favorite games. Now, Casey, you've, of course, been a part of a lot of multimedia stuff, podcasts, YouTube series, creative works that have gone out to the cold, cruel internet. And I'm sure you, like everybody else, you experience a lot of hate, a lot of haters out there, a lot of people who are just, just going to poop on the project no matter what it is, right?
Oh, that is so 3 years ago, dude.
Wait, now what do they do, Haunted?
No, see, it's always about the first time you're ever featured on YouTube, because the first time you're ever featured on YouTube, you get all the haters. After
yes.
that, they all subscribe, and they're all lovers.
And that's true. That's true. We've seen that with NSFW. Everyone hated our show until they loved
yes.
it, except for the ones
Absolutely.
Who still hate us.
But it is, I mean, especially on iTunes, where those first comments don't go away. On YouTube, at least, you can come out with new episodes, and each episode, you get kind of a fresh slate to sort of gauge how people think about your product. But iTunes, it's a permanent record. It's there forever. So what we've done here, Casey, is we've gone through iTunes, and we have a sanitized version of a actual most critical comment. All these podcasts are in the top 100, so they are very recognizable. And what we're going to ask you is, with the sanitized critical comment, you need to guess the hate of which podcast it belongs to.
Now, these are going to be famous podcasts you've heard of, and all we did was click on sort by most critical. And I haven't seen any of these, so I get to play against you. Do you want to go first, or you want to give honors to me?
I'm going to go ahead and let Casey go first, since you totally jobbed her out of that last victory.
What? Do you cheat? You are such a bastard! All right, go ahead.
Casey, the yes. headline on this critical comment is dull. I will go ahead and Bri, do you want to recommend an accent I should read these in?
Yes, it should be French-Canadian.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and please do not offend the Haunted Broadsword, Casey McKinnon, who is Canadian and may, in fact, be French. I don't know.
I speak French. I'm not French, though.
That's close enough. Don't offend her, or else she
I speak
will...
Korean, too, so you might as well call me a Korean-Canadian.
Yeah, you know what?
Sure.
Why don't you make sure not to make your typical Korean humor jokes as well. All you're doing
well,
a French Canadian.
That's 25% of my act.
I know.
Now you're being unfair.
I know. It's out. No slack jawed enthusiasm.
I'm going to bomb you like North Korea.
Exactly. Topical humor. Here we go. Who
right.
says we're not at the news?
And go.
Folks, okay, here we go. The headline is dull. This comes off very highbrow. Not to mention a bit boring. It's like getting stuck in an elevator with someone's grandmother who loves to talk. Is it The Moth, This American Life, or the Freakonomics podcast, Casey?
So are you familiar with those? We got The Moth, Freakonomics.
No, and never seen any of them.
This American Life.
So okay, I'm going to, I'm supposed to talk this out?
Yeah, well, just
yeah,
say,
well,
say
yeah,
what
I
you
can,
know.
I can give you a quick primer on the candidates here. The Moth is a storytelling podcast where people get up on stage and they tell stories about their lives, usually in a humorous fashion. This American Life is about writers who come on and tell these interesting stories, or allegedly interesting. It's the number one podcast on iTunes. And the Freakonomics podcast, based on the popular book, is about these very interesting situations where... an illogical conclusion is reached.
Non-conventional wisdom. Mathematics
yes.
shows that non-conventional results.
I'm going to go with Freakonomics because it's the only one that I've heard of. So there.
Justin?
Casey?
Yep.
Can I go? Can I go?
Is it even a podcast? What is it? Video?
No. Okay, I tell you what. The moment I heard this, I thought This American Life. That sounded like This American Life the moment I heard it.
Brian. Oh, come on.
Nice. Does that mean I get to win because I get the next choice?
Well, you can certainly try to steal again. I don't know. Do you
All
want
right,
to
Casey, you have the steal.
Moth!
Correct the mundo.
Yeah.
Where's daddy?
I love the "Where's Daddy?" What does that even mean? All right, so it turns out to be the Moth. Well done.
By the way, have you ever listened to the Moth?
No. Is that an accurate review?
Boring as farting in an empty jug and listening to the results.
I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting. I'm not gonna lie. I may have done that.
That's how boring it is. All right, Bri, we move on to you. You are down 1-0, and the next podcast is the headline is "What a Waste of Space." Casey, can you recommend an accent that I will read this one to Brian in?
Russian.
Oh, nope. No, he does a good Sergey. Give me Sergey.
Olaf and Sergey. okay. The rating system needs something lower than 1 star. what a waste of time in space. Even though bits are massively short, I thoroughly enjoy previous project, and I never could figure out how this guy got a job there. Maybe he has compromising pictures of previous boss behind goat or something. Your time would be better spent giving your cat tongue bath.
All right, and it's multiple choice, right? What do I have to work with?
The multiple choices are, and I did, just for the record, I took out previous project and previous boss because it was very specific.
Right.
So I took three people who had a famous previous project. Paul F. Tomcast, of course, Paul F. Tompkins of Mr. Show.
Right.
The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick, of course, of G4 and Singled Out.
Right.
And Judge John Hodgman of the areas of my expertise and The Daily Show.
You know what? Those are really good. This is why you're the quizmaster, is because you know to pick them in a nipple-twisting fashion. I'm going to say my gut says, and I haven't listened to any of them, so I'm going to have to say I think it would. That is the type of thing somebody would say about a brand new John Hodgman podcast with a different format from his previous stuff. So I'm going to say John Hodgman, Judge John Hodgman. All right, so that's good, right?
You're tied. You're now tied.
All right. Casey?
As long as no one said that about Nerdist, because then I'd get really protective.
Are you a big
Hardwick fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. He's awesome.
Isn't he hosting that new show with their buddies over at the URDB? Is that happening?
I went to the pilot,
but I don't know if it got the green light yet.
Well, I mean, they're all abuzz with it. The guys over at the URDB, I mean, they struck internet gold with it. It's the most brilliant idea with the Wikipedia.
Genius, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I got to imagine this is going to move forward. That's awesome.
I know, and come on. Who would want to see on video a bunch of people breaking records on the URDB?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. Like
a year ago,
I mean, first of all, it's not like we're rocket scientists to figure this out, Justin. But I will admit,
you know, I'm just saying we're passed over, Bri. I like David Letterman for the Tonight Show chair.
I am gonna.
I like Chris Hardwick and everything, but come on.
You know what? I wonder if why were we not even considered? We did this show a year before it was even pitched. We have it on the record.
And we almost got fired for it 3 weeks into our show.
Maybe, perhaps that's why we got passed over for the gig. Maybe you never
Maybe
know.
It's because we put the network, without even getting a foot in the door, we put the network into legal liability for making a minor drink an entire gallon of Gatorade and barfing it up.
Okay, so we're tied at 1-1. Why don't you take it away? This one goes over to Casey.
Casey, this one is really, this is the final level, okay? So I really tried to sanitize this one. It's a political podcast. So what I did is eliminated it so you could not tell which way it was complaining about, which way it was coming from.
He replaced liberals with fappers and conservatives with public masturbators.
Even more vanilla.
I already don't know the answer, but I have a good thing called guessing. So
there we go. Well, here we go. The headline.
Wait. You don't just go reading it on your own. You consult someone. on how you're going to read it.
I know. Well, I say the headline, and then I ask you
okay. What
the thing.
All right. What's the headline?
And by the way, one of these is the correct headline, was left of Ted Kennedy, right of Strom Thurmond. So I just added the corollary there.
Okay.
Brian, please give me an accent for which I need to read.
I want to hear it in the voice.
God, you are going to say something awful.
No.
I just know that face. It's going to be something awful.
No, the chat room has decided. We want to hear the gumshoe, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego voice. We want to hear it like you're pitching an important case for Casey to crack.
All right, here we go. Completely Partisan Podcast. This show is a mouthpiece of an extremist political party. The Year in Review played clips from everything that has been refuted by the facts moments after the extremists try to use it. Still, more interesting than presumably partisan news outlet.
That's pretty good. What are our choices?
Is it Bill O'Reilly, Democracy Now, Rachel Maddow, or Glenn Beck?
Ooh, you did four. You didn't even do three. You went totally evens all across the board.
Even Stevens, like Shia LaBeouf.
I didn't even know what that means. But that's going to be the new phrase on the playgrounds. Across America, kids are going to go, even Stevens, like Shia LaBeouf. All right.
So there we go, Casey. Is it Bill O'Reilly, Democracy Now!, Rachel Maddow, or Glenn Beck?
E!
There was that. Hold on. Now, wait a minute.
Wait, now, hold on.
I'm kidding.
Here, Casey,
okay.
Obviously, you may not be politically inclined, but it would probably help for you to guess which way it's going, whether they're bitching about the right or they're bitching about the left. Which one would you guess? Use the force.
Dude, I wasn't even listening. I was just laughing at your accent.
Listen, this is why we can't break out the gumshoe voice every time, Brian. Like, you can't write like important emergency instructions in Comic Sans, right? You know, you need a very plain font so people know what's happening.
Well,
you can't write it in Zaps Dingbats.
Let me tell you, dude, that is something we will not be accused of, is being way too clear in our communication. We can't give one instruction without complicating it. We have to have idiotic names. We have to all of a sudden christen someone the Haunted Broadsword before we even bring her on the podcast. See? Haunted Broadsword.
All right, here. Do you want me to read it straight, or you just want to guess, Casey? Because I have a feeling that
B.
Either way, it's going to be tough.
She says B.
Democracy Now! I've heard of that one, so let's just go with that one, okay?
All right.
Democracy Now!
You said B?
Yep.
No!
Are
no!
You kidding me?
Oh my God! What?
That's right.
Wait, did you stand up to do the standing belly clap and then turn off the music? Is that what that... Oh, I see.
I am the winner of this lame-ass podcast game.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter.
Once again.
Except I can rub it in your face.
Once again. I lose at my own stupid games. But you know who...
Wow, that was amazing. That was like a last-second Hail Mary.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. She totally... there's no way. You're right. It was truly a Cinderella story, and in no way was she fed the answer by the host. Let me just state that I firmly believe that the Haunted Broadsword was not given the answer from my co-host, Justin Robert Young, in some way, in some desperate bid to make this.
I cheated?
I totally did that on my own.
No, that's what I said. I said in no way would my host, Justin Robert Young, ever think of feeding the answer
what
to our guests.
What is this horse apples nonsense? Now, after nearly a year, apparently a year is the 1 year anniversary of this show, by the way. So thank you everybody who's listened and watched. But now it's come to this, 365 days later, Brian, you accuse me of treachery that
no,
I'd sell you up the river for a lovely haunted broadsword?
I very deliberately said I do not believe that my co-host, Justin Robert Young, is the type of person who would feed the answer to our guest, Casey McKinnon, to make sure that she didn't lose two games in a row. He is not the kind of guy
totally won on my own.
I know. That's what I was saying. I don't understand the disagreement here. I agree.
SCFU, Brian.
Exactly. That's what Brian... That's what Brian needs to keep repeating without any kind of hidden inflection.
You lost, Brian. You lost.
All right. Hey,
because I guessed. Because my guessing is leaked.
No, you do. You have a. It's. I'm gonna claim that it's unfair. Like just like juicing at the Olympics is a no-no. I say you should not be able to tap into magical broadsword powers on any podcast game like this. I think it's unfair.
All right, listen. That's just how she rolls. She rolls HB style.
All right. Well.
Right. You know how I roll.
How do you roll, sir? Because that's actually
style.
Something I wanted to talk
square
about.
Square space style.
You well, like if you were a wheel, you'd be a square wheel, just in honor of square space. Like you would lose massive inefficiency, and you'd have to replace your wheels every 20 miles. But you would stick to it just because you're such a fan of Squarespace, right?
Absolutely. Now, and for people who listen to this show, you know that lately I've been giving everybody some ideas on some websites to start up because I'm just an unending font of knowledge. But Brian, we were talking a little earlier today, and you said you had an idea for a website.
Here's what I like about Squarespace. Super easy to throw up an awesome, instantly good-looking website anytime, anywhere. Yeah, not even on your computer. All you got to do is provide a login. You don't need to have to provide a credit card. All you need is a valid email address so that they can send you updates and let you know what's going on. And you can instantly be online. And not only will it look amazing because the templates are top of the line, they look way better than those crappy old WordPress or any of those other sites that I don't even know because I don't go. I don't roll outside of Squarespace. I don't know if you know that about me, right?
Yeah.
But the point is, I was thinking about you know, family time. You know, we're getting ready. It's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, time for family.
Right.
Everybody gathers around and shares stories over the past year and the bonds that will hold forever.
We're going to have photographs. We'll have photographs. We'll have some videos of some good times hanging out, eating your turkey and your giblets and your gravy and your gravy-covered giblets and your giblet gravy-covered turkeys. And
absolutely.
During this, we play a lot of board games. You play a lot of board games with the family?
Yeah, I don't. I actually just eat dinner and then I spit on the floor and leave.
Well, that is awfully rude.
It's a young family tradition. but go ahead. It sounds like you have a fun little thing. So what are these? They're board games?
Yeah, we play board games.
In fact,
it was adorable. My daughter Penelope, 6 years old, she packed Pretty Princess. She packed Candyland. We're gonna play some Candyland. We're gonna try some new games. I figure I might try a little bit of the Balderdash, see if I can bluff my way into some points. And during this, we're going to have photos. We're going to have, you know, movies. And I want to share all that with my family, right? Now, look, I mean, let's face it, right? Between you and me, Justin.
Yeah.
I'm in my mid-30s. My daughter's 6 years old, right?
So you know what that means?
What?
She sucks at board games.
Well, I didn't want to use that word.
Big thumbs down.
I'm pretty
Boo.
Sure.
I'm just saying that if you were to play them in an arena... 9 times out of 10, the crowd would be so dissatisfied by your daughter's performance that they would just start throwing things at her.
Okay.
Popcorn.
Not if she was in an arena with a haunted broadsword.
Yes.
And that is true.
Barring a broadsword in interaction. But you're saying that you'd have a natural advantage, right?
Well, I am saying that. I'm saying, let's face it. We all know how it's going to turn out. I'll get adorable photos of me and Penelope playing board games, but we all know in the end I will emerge victorious, which is why I am using Squarespace to host my new website, brianbeatshisdaughter.squarespace.com, where you can
there
get adorable photos of me playing board games with my daughter Penelope and the two of us having a grand old time in classic Thanksgiving fashion, and it's all because of Squarespace. You're watching the chat room right now to see the response. Go ahead.
brianbeatshisdaughter.squarespace.com. I know where I'm already bookmarking, so I can make sure Thanksgiving and every day forward I can get all the exclusive content of you just beating the hell out of that little girl.
My wife is listening to this right now. I did not tell her we were going to do this
just
bit.
Really? That's metaphorically what's happening. We're playing.
We just
hide
wanted,
your kids, hide your wife. That's
we just wanted to surprise the chat room, and I think we did a good job. Somebody says it's already up. All I wanted to do is surprise you guys. Look, here's the thing. Everybody knows that Squarespace.com is the premier site to open. Your website is super easy, is super fast. You're online instantly. You don't have to provide a credit card. Best part is when your site suddenly gets super popular, because mommy blogging is huge, right?
Exactly.
And when all the mommy blogs...
Let's say if everybody from the Department of Child Services for some reason wants to come over to your site, they're not going to crash it because of the load balance servers over there at Squarespace.com.
Exactly, because they know what they're doing over at Squarespace.com. Now, as you guys know, the only way we're able to give you interesting reads like these is if you guys actually go and use promotional code NSFW when you sign up at Squarespace.com. First of all, not only does that keep us in business and alive and able to provide for my fabulous daughter, who I defeat regularly at board games, but most importantly, it gets you 10% off the lifetime of your order. Is that not right, Justin Robert Young?
There we go. NSFW is the offer code. Go to squarespace.com and make sure that you, like Brian, can record those precious family memories.
Family memories. That's what Squarespace is about. You don't even celebrate Thanksgiving. What are you doing?
Yeah, what do you do?
I eat
your family?
Connect Four.
You play what?
Connect Four. That's my game.
Hey, no, that's good. Pretty sneaky, sis. All right, what are we doing for our main bit?
Mall Madness for me.
All right, what do we do? What are we up to, boss?
All right, here we go, Brian. I think it's about time that we dusted off the real, the big kahuna, our ultimate weapon here to clean up the internet. This scum sucking internet hive of scum and villainy has gone on too long, and it's up to us to take vigilante justice.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I just got a very important tweet from my wife that says, "Invisible wife." Who is my wife, if you want to follow her on Twitter. It says, I actually ran over to hear the sponsor read, "Yay, Squarespace, boo daughter beating Brian." Okay, so you were saying, I'm sorry, we're going to dust off our...
For the record, when we were talking about this earlier, Bonnie, I suggested that Beats be spelled B-E-E-T, and it was a cooking website, for the record.
No, dude, I defeated her in a game of wits. That's what I'm saying. All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Brian! I got to get all excited again. I was all excited, and then you're like, yeah, put it on the bench for a few plays.
Intense, Brian, Justin is intense.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Brian, Jesus.
Go ahead, you were saying.
Those listening to the audio feed, Brian is now showing pictures of him actually having beat his daughter.
No, there were people who were photoshopping Band-Aids on my daughter. Go ahead.
Aww. Are they at least Hello Kitty Band-Aids?
Of course they are. Actually, we get her the shiny, the hologram Band-Aids, and the Hello Kitty. She likes those as well. So, okay, so here's the thing. We have done a lot of what we think are improvements. We think the internet's a great place. It's an awesome fixer-upper. We have our eyes out for the better net. And the better net doesn't have... It's just like the internet, but just, you know, a little bit better. And one of
we're making
things,
it better. And you want to know what? This is not a thing that we hope to someday have everybody agree to. No. We are taking it to the streets. We're making it happen. The better net will be transformed into what it should be because we are going to be out there. And tonight is one of those missions, those proselytizing missions, in which we're going to clean up the streets a little bit.
Yeah, let me tell you, dude, we've already taken on. We've found positive things out on the internet, and we've rewarded them with compliment bombs, because that's how you should do, right? We found people who are making an embarrassment of themselves, and we very courteously said, stop that. Stop that right now. Very direct. Not being silly, not calling them names or anything like that. Just saying, stop that right now. Occasionally, there's evil afoot. There's badness on the internet, and they need to be shut down. Now, other people, they devolve into troll-like behavior. We are not of that ilk. We've come up with a much classier way to handle everything. Is that not right, Justin Robert Young?
Absolutely. Brian, I introduce to you, Chat Realm and the Haunted Broadsword, our ultimate weapon!
Care Bear Stairs!
Who's that coming from somewhere up in the sky?
I vote me!
Yes! The Care Bear Stare! The ultimate in eliminating offense!
So this is how we aim to clean up. This is like this is the jail of the internet, is they don't go to jail. They just get the Care Bear Stare, right?
Ryan, have you ever seen the Care Bears when they're staring at people? They're going to be big, evil clouds, goblins, witches, literally anything. Those fat little bears show their tummies, and they just go, boo, with a laser beam of hope right in that mofo's face, and they are reformed forever.
So you're saying
do that tonight.
You're saying as long as we give the Care Bears stare.
Here we go. Casey McGinnis.
Casey's already rocking right now. She's shooting the Care Bears stare right in our face holes. So let me say, if you're in a situation, for example, like this, right, where all of a sudden you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden...
We gotta skip a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. All right, then let's jump ahead, and then we give them the Care Bear stare, one of these things, right about here.
That's what we're doing tonight.
That's right. And screw those Care Cousins. Those guys were
belly jizz. Belly jizz for the win.
All right.
Exactly. Casey, it's a veritable bukkake of optimism.
Indeed, a rainbow of bukkake.
Of happiness. Okay, so here's the thing. What we want to do is we want to take some of these bad guys that we found on YouTube. Now, we're not going to be mean to them, because Care Bear Stare ain't about being mean. It's about projecting positivity. However, we do need to decide what the Care Bear Stare should look like, right? Now, this alone, like, I'm going to propose something very simple. I'm going to say that the Care Bear Stare could just be this. Just O_O. Now, it doesn't look like it right there because I have a funny font right there. But O_O, right?
Again, we get back to font confusion.
See, there's five. If we only had a font confusion. So already in the chat room, we got a bunch of Care Bear stares that look like that. That's what I propose the Care Bear stare looks like. But maybe we want to get more advanced.
No. I think that's perfect. Here's what we want to do. Bri, can... Let's pull up. You guys have been submitting all show awful videos on YouTube and elsewhere on the internet.
I'm laughing. Someone drew a penis.
equals
in the middle of the Care Bear stare. Thank you.
No, I totally believe that. Good job there. Thank you, citizens of Boner.
Well done.
All right, so we asked for people who hated stuff, and this guy appears to really hate eggs. So you tell me what you think.
Walter? Damn my eggs. Damn all the eggs there ever was.
You want to know what? Listen, this guy, he seems very upset about eggs. There are a lot of good people who raise chickens on farms to have eggs. It's a big industry. I think this guy needs a little positivity in his life. We might need to give him a little Care Bear stare. All right, can you play him again?
Eat your eggs, Walter.
Damn my eggs. Damn all the eggs there ever was.
I say we just give them. We're gonna start off easy, okay? We're gonna start off easy. Just give them the Care Bear stare. Everybody, I'm gonna copy paste this in the chat room. You guys go. Just give them the Care Bear stare, and don't have to say nothing. You don't have to say go or no go or anything like that.
Well, do we want to link them to the Care Bear stare YouTube clip?
That's more advanced. Right now, that
okay.
Guy,
so here we go, ladies and gentlemen, in the chat room live.
Care Bear stare.
Who's that coming from somewhere up in the sky?
I vote me.
Now, people in the chat room.
That's a little something we like to call download the video version, kids, because that was really fun.
Yeah. And keep in mind, chat room, they're all giving the Care Bear stare in the chat room, and that ain't going to do any good. You got to post it on his thing. That's why we keep putting it in there. You can't just go around saying, I hate eggs.
Oh, apparently there's already 4 pages of Care Bear stare.
Oh, is there really? Okay, let's take a look. I'm gonna hit refresh over here on Damn My Eggs. Not only has he gone from 11 to I'm just clicking buttons everywhere. Not only has he gone from 11 to 169 views, but it appears that everybody is giving this guy the Care Bear stare. See, this is what this is fantastic, dude. This is fantastic. This is a powerful weapon of shaming. Giving it the Care Bear stare. Six pages of Care Bear stare. Yes. And in fact, some people have some very interesting ways of creating the Care Bear stare. although Mr. J.A. Horton has my all-time favorite emoticon right there, which when you get it, you'll get it. Have you seen that one before?
Yes. Very, very funny.
All right. Care Bear stares.
So here we go. Let's Brian, if you can find the next one, and I have the next evolution of how we're going to stare. here, folks, well, what I want you to do is the first guy in, I want you to write, you are experiencing the Care Bear Stare, and link the Care Bear Stare movie that we played. So let me throw that in the chat room right now. And then everybody else subsequent to it needs to dig or thumb up that comment. So it's the number one comment on the video. Okay?
All right.
And then everybody else, Care Bear Stare.
Now this guy,
I think we can handle this.
This guy
a bit of
seriously
maneuver, but for chat room we can do it.
This guy seriously hates Uggs. First guy hated eggs. This guy hates Uggs.
Showing a lot of various Uggs fruits.
All colors, Uggs. This guy hates them. What's he gonna do? We're at a retail establishment.
Sees a girl wearing
Uggs. Uggs are made of sheepskin, which I believe is one of their advertising points.
Yes. Now showing sheepskin.
Sheepskin. Just to reiterate it, it's sheepskin, in case you were wondering.
More sheepskin.
A lot of sheepskin.
And a
sheep
going
ba.
Here, Brian.
Sheep go ba. More sheepskin. And some snow. Ruined Uggs. Therefore,
oh, okay.
So Uggs are bad for winter. This guy does not like Uggs.
Pointing up to there, $224.99.
That is Canadian, though. It's like $20 American. All right, this guy clearly hates Uggs. We get it. We get it. They get
I don't
soggy.
Know if he really does. I mean, whatever. This is boring. This one I don't like.
No, dude, come on, dude. This guy clearly hates Uggs on a beach. He's pissed about them being on a beach. Please don't buy Uggs. They are boots that are not good for winter, and who wears boots in the summer? And remember, Uggs are ugly. See, that's nothing but pure haterade, my friend. That's free-based haterade.
I just feel like we could get somebody with more visceral hatred.
Than Uggs? This guy hates Uggs.
Look at chat realm. Listen, they're the foot soldiers. Yeah, they don't really feel it. And now I gotta say I'm with them.
No, I'll put it to him. Care Bear Stare or no chat realm? Care Bear Stare or no Care Bear Stare? You tell me. And go. Everyone says no.
No.
Wow. You got off the hook, Ugg hater. I hope you will never watch this video because you will never know. You will never have gotten, you know what? Everybody go to this place and say, you did not get the Care Bear Stare and give him some other emoticon. Just say,
someone already gave him the Care Bear Stare, though.
Just let him know that he was spared the Care Bear. He got the Care Bear Spare, which is like in bowling with the slash. You get the O dot, O underscore O and a slash and put an arrow to it and say, that's the Care Bear Spare, which is what you got, sir.
So you already got 2 pages of Care Bear Stare, though.
Oh, see, this is...
Yeah, I guess he got it no matter what. All right, Brian, let's just move on.
You've been Care Bear Stared is now the number one comment on there.
You
did not
know what? I'll tell you what. We actually learned something right here. We can't stop it. As soon as we show a video, the Care Bear Stare is going to go on.
All right, we got somebody claiming that Star Wars sucks. You want to hear his argument for it?
Let's go.
It's a minute and 47 seconds, and it appears to be an impassioned plea for people to stop digging on the Star Wars.
Hello again. Star Wars, it's a cultural phenomenon. George Lucas has successfully marketed the living hell out of it, and every time he tries to squeeze that extra few dollars out of the franchise, no matter how ridiculous it is, we keep falling for it. We keep paying for it. We keep going to see it. We keep buying the toys.
All right, I'm not going to lie. This guy's making a lot of sense right now.
No,
hells yeah.
No.
I don't know that I can. Uh-huh. I don't know that I can give him the Care Bear Stare.
Sorry,
this is already.
We
right
gotta Care Bear Stare him for that mustache and goatee alone.
No, come on, dude.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, you're wearing a mustache and a goatee with lamb chops. You got all three.
Yeah,
and they all match.
I have a beard like a respectable human. Not this crazy. I'm gonna take a small European village under my Svengali.
Giant man child, but There's one.
But he's all dramatic and
problem with it. And ever since I realized it, I found it really hard to truly enjoy the Star Wars experience.
Wait a minute. Wait, I think he's got a good point. Listen
to
this.
That is the droids. And I know the droids are cool.
Wait,
the droids. C-3PO, R2-D2, stop. R2-D2 is not a droid. This little guy here, see him? We all know the shape. Little sort of trash can, a couple of legs, and a little sort of penis leg thing there that comes out from time to time. Not a droid. You see,
he's
droid is a shortened form of android. And android...
All right, now you lost me. Screw this guy.
Give
him the Care Bear eyes. Yeah, I was down with it.
Hate. This nose, Brian, look at this nose. That just smells hate. Nothing but hate smell all day.
Yeah, no, he got all pretentious. The chat room is fired up. They're ready to go. Give him the Care Bear stare. And that what you want to do.
Care Bear stare.
Who's that coming from somewhere up in the sky?
I vote me.
Yes. And so just like that, I'm going to pan down and we're going to see what his comments used to be. Right. Okay. So
this one might be a little harder because he's got 41,000 views on this.
Well, yeah. Well, 3 weeks ago he had one comment which was he is gay. So see, that's the old way of doing business. You don't do business with that. But he had 962 comments. The most recent of which was he is gay. Let me hit the refresh on this. See how the Care Bear stare is rocking it.
Hello again.
And then, first of all, right off the top, seen an awful lot of Care Bear stares. Somebody did it with a heart. That's awesome. Yes. Give him the Care Bear stare.
12 pages.
Pages of Care Bear stare. And by the way, there's 25 more comments that you started viewing, Brian.
1,052 comments total. I'm going to hit refresh again. We'll see how many Care Bear stares. 1,089. Care Bear stares. Make sure to tell him he got Care Bear stared. All right. Can we just?
Yes.
We've caused enough.
Do me a favor. Somebody put that Care Bear stare link and everybody thumb it up. Thumb it up right to heaven. And we'll let him know that he got Care Bear stared. And Brian, Casey, let me ask you this. So let's say you had a video where you were screaming and yelling about something, and then you woke up tomorrow morning and you got Care Bear stared. How would you react to it?
I would be confused.
That's right.
But would you maybe reconsider your point of view after all that love just poured into your life?
If I had seen NSFW and actually understood what the hell a Care Bear stare was, then maybe. But come on, this guy actually, he started out, he won my heart in the first 5 seconds, and then he lost it with the whole Android speech.
Yeah, no, he got all pretentious.
It was like, seriously, dude, there are so many other reasons to hate Star Wars. Why do you have to pick on droids?
All right, well,
droids!
Look, droids are beat down enough. Let's get beyond the droids. Let's get to something that universally is beloved that clearly nobody would have anything bad to say about. Top 10... reasons I already hate this video. The Beatles suck. Twenty seconds in, we haven't seen anything. Still waiting. 23 seconds in. Girls' haircuts.
Skilly, neutral listening to.
Okay, all right.
Hey, at least they misspelled the curse word.
Yeah, that's right. Boring ass album artwork. All right, nope. This is it. All right, you know what the final insult is? He's playing Korn over a video meant to trash the Beatles? Play it, Justin. You unleash those hounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Brian, you please click the link in there. It's time for a...
Care Bear stare.
Who's that coming? From somewhere up in the sky.
I vote me!
And the race is on, folks. We're gonna Care Bear stare the hell out of this guy. Now, Brian, how many views does he have on that video?
He's got a reasonable amount of views. He's got 68,735 as of our playing of it.
And how many pages of comments?
Most telling, he has 1,200 likes, 1,500 dislikes to his video. So clearly people are very opinionated here. And 1 hour ago, somebody wrote, "Sure is butt hurting here." So he had 3,269 comments. The most recent was, "Sure is butt hurting here." And only two comments ago, "No!" Successful troll is successful. Let me tell you, dude, this has Care Bear Stare written all over it. I'm about to hit refresh as we go from 3,269 comments to, wait for it, 3,400, and it looks like I vote me. GTFO, you got the Care Bear Stare, bro. Make sure to explain. Make sure to explain that he got Care Bear Stares. Somebody give him the Cyclops Care Bear, which is just an O. So this guy has been very Care Bear Stare, and they're coming in super fast. And then somebody says, "I do like corn though." Strawberry Fields, Berry.
But doesn't corn have girl haircuts too?
Yeah, I believe so. Actually, now that
so
I think
what's
about
up
it.
With that?
Yeah, what is up yeah. with that? Yeah.
Oh my God, you see the chicks that were into corn? They all look the same anyway.
They all look like dudes with corn hair.
Yeah, they all look like Jonathan Davis.
All right, we got time for one more?
Yeah, I think we have one more. Brian, I really need you to get real, real, real deep in here. We need to get some real hatred.
Man, I don't know. We got Jar Jar Binks Must Die.
We already did Star Wars.
I hate pennies. You know, my daughter.
You know, I mean, like, why do we need to pile on her? You already said you're going to put up a thing beating her.
No, that wasn't me. That's somebody else hates pennies, is what I'm saying.
Yes, and you just had a thing about how you're going to punch her in the face and then put it on
this
the internet.
This man hates unicorns. Let's broadsword him.
Aww.
What do you say?
What, unicorns?
Unicorns?
Yeah, sure.
Casey, are you down for it?
Deserves the Care Bear Stare with that one.
Yeah, if you hate unicorns, that's like a giant written invitation to the Care Bears to come stare at you for freaking...
Absolutely.
For unicorn's sake.
Hold on. Whoa! I think we have one, a guy who hates Care Bears.
No.
Oh!
No.
Oh, snap.
No.
Send it
in there. Is it really somebody who hates Care Bears? Oh my gosh, it sure is. Look at that right there. This guy, I hate Care Bears. If there's anyone who ever deserved to get the Care Bear Stare, it's this guy. Look at this. This guy has just got it's a video of a Care Bear and a kid. A kid with a bat. Come on. Really?
Pasheen in the chat room says, "Not tender heart."
Not tender heart.
That is hardcore.
Well, who is this kid?
In a very suburban living room, he's just beating the heck out of his Care Bear.
Come on! He's torturing. He really is, man. He's giving that Care Bear what for? He's using what appears to be one Care Bear to beat another Care Bear, which is that's Care Bear on Care Bear violence.
It's a Care Bear smackdown.
All right, listen, I'm sorry, kid.
He's stepping on the Care Bear's head, not unlike Edward Norton in American History X.
Yeah, dude, he's curb stomped a Care Bear. I can't believe this. Right. Listen, let me tell you, if there's ever a video that needs the grandest of all Care Bear stares, I'm talking multiple stares with your bears in his hairs, and you unleash it. Play it. Play it. Play loud. Play proud.
For the last time tonight, Chad Realm, I summon you to...
Care Bear Stare.
Who's that coming from somewhere up in the sky?
I vote me!
There we go, folks. Come on. I want you to Care Bear Stare the hell out of this kid. Bri, what is the view count at him?
You're not going to believe this. This guy was fresh off the bakery, and he had 321 views. What's that, Share Bear? You want to borrow my bat? How about I hit it with you first? Come on, man. 3 likes, 0 dislikes. This is a tragedy. This is a tragedy that is way deserving of the Care Bear Stare. Somebody says, "I'm his brother and you killed him." lots of Care Bear Stares. Care Bear Stares, don't hurt my father, please. You've been
all right,
Care
guys.
Bear
this does not have a lot of views, so let's link that Care Bear video I would like to tell you guys, though, number one comment.
I've actually done worse to a Care Bear.
Really?
Yes, because I had the sleepy time Care Bear, and it kept annoying me because it looked so, so sleepy. So I took scissors and I cut its eyelids open.
What?
So that it didn't look sleepy anymore.
You gave your Care Bear a blepharoplasty in order to allow yourself to sleep at night.
I didn't even give him medicine first. I just chopped that crap up.
Man, I think we should give Casey a Care Bear stare. That's some dark stuff, man.
I'll tell you what. I mean, theoretically, if you wanted to follow at Casey McKinnon on Twitter and give her a Care Bear stare, I think she might deserve one as well.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, you can give all of us M-I-C-K-I-N-N-O-N, right?
M-C-K.
Right, no M-I. M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. At Casey McKinnon, I'm at Schwood. That's at S-H-W-O-O-D. Better follow me fast because I'm about to start blocking anyone else after tonight. If you don't subscribe tonight, it's too late, and you'll never get to follow me.
And by the way, tonight also includes when this comes out on iTunes. And
right, well, I mean this week, this whole week. If you, the moment you hear this, you better subscribe because I'm going to start blocking anyone else who tries to subscribe me at Schwood, at S-H-W-O-O-D.
Of course. Folks, if you want to go over to youtube.com/weirdthingsTV, of course, our Weird Things YouTube series, which I do and I have a real fun time doing. The newest one, if you saw the Harry Potter movie like so many people did this week, you are at an increased risk for demonic infestation. Find out if you are infested by a demon and how you can get it out by going to youtube.com/weirdthingsTV. If you want more updates on Weird Things, NSFW and everything else that I'm a part of, just follow me on Twitter at Justin R. Young.
One last question, Casey McKinnon. What do you have to promote?
I actually have a really cool thing to promote because if you see my avatar on Twitter, it has a mustache, and that's because I've got a Movember team going with a bunch of awesome dudes, a few of them watching tonight, who are growing mustaches for the Royal McKinnon Mustache Brigade. So I'll put up the link on Twitter, and if you have a couple of bucks that you can donate, I would totally, totally appreciate that.
Well, and do not forget that you can find out the latest on our Care Bear Stare extravaganza by heading on over to the newest Squarespace site, carebearstare.squarespace.com, thrown together live by the chat room as we... as we go through
which,
the episode.
Which, by the way, just shows you how easy it is to use Squarespace.com.
Yes.
Again, thank
and then
you
there's
to
another
them
website
for
that I don't
us.
Want you to go to because BrianBeats'sDaughter.Squarespace.com will not be what you think it is. Look, I love each and every one of you guys. You guys are phenomenal. Have a fantastic holiday time. Until then, it's NSFW, the new show full of wind. See you next Tuesday.
Dying of fire, a year running.
Wow. That was a very bold episode that ended up working out really well.
I think so.
Like, I was like, there's no way. I like all the Care Bear stares that I'm seeing up there. Right now, 100 people, everyone go follow at Casey McKinnon. Seriously, let's make some
of these. Come on, everybody do that. And, of course, you spell Casey McKinnon, J-U-S-T-I-N-R-Y-O-U-N-N.
Okay.
It's French-Canadian. I ain't got no panties on.
And you want
to? I ain't got no panties on.
You want to knock it out of the park? You want to knock it out of the park?
With a haunted broadsword,
you
give us, I do.
You give us video as well. Video of Justin wielding the haunted broadsword, knocking Michael Rooker out of the park.
New name for the podcast. Haunted broadsword.
Haunted broadsword. That would be a great chick prod podcast. You're totally welcome to steal that idea, by the way, Casey.
No, Casey already has it. That's my Thanksgiving gift to Casey McKinnon.
Oh, well, you're so sweet, but I'm Canadian.
Yeah, but
that doesn't matter.
You give
you're
thanks too, don't you?
It's American Thanksgiving.
Dude, when is Canadian Thanksgiving?
It passed.
It already happened? You guys give, what is it, a
years
race?
Ago, they just stopped doing it.
No, it was October. In Canada, it's more religious. Here, it's more about pilgrims.
Now, it's more about obesity here in America is what it's at.
Although I will be eating turkey for sure.
Oh my gosh, I just realized what length that was on the site. Okay.
When you click on black people, it goes to Keyboard Cat.
It goes to a song loosely based on Keyboard Cat that somebody
wrote. Oh, no, play that song.
I don't think I don't think I'm going to play that
Casey's
song.
He's never heard the song.
I know, and there's a reason
Casey,
for that.
I don't know if you knew, but Brian actually was he had a little musical fame. He was on the radio for a little bit with this song.
No, that's not.
Casey even knows it. Just go ahead and play it. This is the second time she's been on the show. She's
no,
a repeat guest.
There's no way. I'm not going to play it because there's no context.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm right here.
Hey, where are the white
women? I'm right here. Let me stop this.